After a shock defeat to Norway at the World Championship in Germany, the ice hockey star Jaromír Jágr lashed out at the 24 or so Czech NHL players who had cried off from the tournament. The 38-year-old said they should, and I quote, kiss the behinds of the older generation of players. It was their earlier success in the Czech national colours, he suggested, that had paved the way for the NHL careers of the no-shows. Jan Wellinger discussed Jágr's outburst with Karel Knap, who covers hockey for the newspaper Mladá Fronta Dnes.
He was probably frustrated after the loss. When he arrived from Russia before the tournament, he wasn't that sharp in his statements. But now he sees that he was left alone there with the young players that Eliáš, Verbata, also Kaberle denied to play in Germany, and that they should have been there because they should play for their country. I can understand that these players are tired, that they have their own personal problems, but Jágr says, and I agree with him, that they shouldn't forget where they learned to play hockey.
I suspect that you think that there is truth to the fact that, say, many players who are now making their way to the NHL or who have a chance did benefit from, say, earlier sacrifices, people like Dopita and Reichel that he named.
That's the question. Some people may say that Jágr is wrong, but I agree with him at least a bit, because the golden years of the Czech hockey in the NHL were in the same time when the national team played well. So I think Jágr is right, at least a little bit.
How do you think it compares to, say, some of the other teams when it comes to fielding better players?
I think that, for example, the Finns have almost the same problem this year. They have the same problem with the old and the new generation. They used to have key players like Saku Koivu and Teemu Selänne, and they usually played for Finland during the World Championships. But they are too old now, they are too tired, and the Finns don't have another generation, another strong generation. They are waiting for the young players to become strong, to become good, and so they have very few NHL players on their roster now. I think that the Canadians had problems with people denying playing in Germany. You know, it's the Olympic year, and every 4 years it's like that. After the Olympics, the World Championship isn't the first-class tournament of the year.
Ice hockey reporter Karel Knap was speaking there to Jan Wellinger.